This is the tale thus far. Deep in the dune seas of Maya lies Mareel, the last standing city of Mashkala. This is a city of magi and mystics, thieves and cutthroats. A city where the shadows themselves watch your every move. In this place, a band of unlikely adventurers will come together to unearth ancient artifacts, hidden temples, and a plot that threatens the very fabric of reality. A plot beyond the control of the gods above and below is unfolding. In this dark time, a folk story has come to light, and the only hope for the survival of the city and all of creation may be a legendary artifact known as the Crown of Queens.
Adele is going through boxes, and Plarion is on the other side of the thing. So
yeah, and I don't feel like I didn't hear anything, so...
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going through boxes.
Silent, like, walks into this room, and this lady comes out. She kind of, like, squints at her. She's like, hey, guys, there's an old lady over here. Am I hallucinating? Can someone make sure I'm not hallucinating?
Plarion, make a perception check. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Good roll. Whoa. Very good roll.
I'm perceiving shit out of stuff.
Plarion, you don't hear Silent talking, which is very strange to you. It's almost like the stone that this room is constructed out of eats the sound, but you can see her mouth moving and like her motions seem a little distressed.
Are we in initiative now?
Yep.
In combat? I'm going to call out to Emmerich and Ella and move, take a half move and pull out my blade.
All right. Emmerich can hear you. Ella cannot.
Okay.
Nature of the stone.
But I don't know that.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that would have been, so that's 18 nothing, 17 nothing, 17 silent. I go on a 15, so that's me. Points one of her little gnarly nasty fingers at the sand, cast sand bite. Mm-hmm. So I need silent to make a reflex save.
17.
There you go. It looks like sand, it literally appears as if little tentacles made of sand, like kind of dart up from below and kind of almost spirally will-o'-the-wisp up at you, but they don't touch any of your flesh. You feel like if they did, it would hurt pretty bad. And then just the sand kind of comes back down. She's actually going to move towards you and make some attacks. Does a 29 hit?
Yeah.
Does a 14 hit?
No.
Alright, so she slashes into you. Little claws, and it feels very very strange as the claws kind of bite into your skin. You feel a little bit sick. I need you to go ahead and make me a fortitude save.
Fortitude.
Oh, you ace that shit. And because of the natural 20, you're not even going to have to take because the save would have been for half, but I'm not going to make you take any of it with a natural 20. So that was her movement. Next up would be Maddie. What's Emmerich doing?
So as I turn around, can I see this hag?
Yeah, you see her.
Yeah, I can get up to about here. So we'll just try and hit her.
Okay, rolled it. 26 will hit, yes.
Okay.
For 9 points?
9 points.
Okay, so that's what you did. You hit her. This door pops open, and you see these two little kind of albino-colored floating orbs. They have little crimson liquidy eyes in the center of them, and all of these little tentacles hanging off of them with almost like squid pads.
Are those the things that I saw?
Yeah, you can kind of put together that's probably what you saw. They are a terrible sight to behold. So that would put us back to top of the order. What is Graziella doing?
Have I heard anything? Or
nope. Sound doesn't travel through this particular type of material.
Yeah, then no, I'm still looking through boxes, man.
Awesome. Yeah, you're finding all sorts of shit. There's spices in there. There's silks in there. There's precious gems in there.
Yeah, I'm taking everything that looks good. I'm putting them in all my tiny little pockets.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in here.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just looting. Sorry, guys. Good luck with that.
While she's looting, let's jump back over and see what Silent's going to do.
She's going to say, hey, it's those things I saw the other day. I don't like them, but I don't like this lady slashing me with her claws. I'm going to try and hit her. She goes to the sword at her belt, and it, like, clicks, and then, like, she unsheaths it.
Nice.
It is a katana, and as she unsheaths it, she, like, uses that momentum to slash. This is going to be a versatile strike. Is a 17 hit.
A 17, you feel misses just by a fraction.
It looked real cool, though.
Yeah, it looked great. Would you feel like she just, with all that white hair, she's got so much white hair. It's like all the way down to her knees. It's so long. Mm-hmm. There's so much of it. You probably cut some strands of that off, but you just didn't hit her little frail body.
I don't know Pathfinder that well.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's a superior system, you'll learn.
I don't know about that.
oh no, I have faith you'll learn. It's okay.
Can I challenge her?
Yes. We have a monkey that does that.
Oh.
Every game.
Yep. This is go to.
Okay. I challenge you. Hey, all right. And that's my whole thing.
Cool.
You're a fucking samurai? That's metal, girl.
Yeah, right? It's awesome.
I don't know any of that, but Vanessa thinks it's fucking metal.
You're over there looking in boxes. You can't see all this cool shit I'm doing.
Right.
Nope.
Ella's shopping.
She's happy about it too, man.
Yeah, right? This is like a skill she actually has. Pilfer is a skill that Ella actually has.
Yeah. Just gets advantage on all those rolls, man.
Right. what do they fucking call it? A flash sale? So what's Plarion doing?
Is she evil?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Is she undead?
No.
Alright. I'm gonna call it Swift Action Smite Evil.
Okay.
Which means I add my charisma bonus to my attack rolls. Which is 3.
Okay.
So I'm +3 to attack. That would be a 27 and a 20.
A 27 and a 20 will both hit.
Okay, now if the target of the smite is evil, I get plus my level to all damage rolls.
Okay.
So that's a 16 and a 14. So I just did 30 points of damage.
Man, everyone's being metal and Ella's missing all of it.
And I get a deflection bonus equal to my charisma modifier.
All right, so she's taking 30 points of damage. Shit.
Plus, I get +3 to my defense.
Okay. The reason that you couldn't detect her earlier is she was using obscure alignment, in case anybody at home is like, why couldn't he detect evil on her? Why didn't he detect her? Because she was using obscure alignment. So
obscure her alignment.
That wily minx.
That wily old minx. All right, that would be your turn, which means next up, I believe, is Maddie, right? No? Yeah, Maddie, because Singleton's over there, sidewalk sailing.
Yeah, dude, man, I'm getting gems and spices and silks. Ella loves this trip so far, man.
As a swift action, I'm going to cast Hedging Weapons from my eye.
Okay.
I get the two great swords that hover around me.
Okay.
Yeah, +2 deflection.
Okay.
And I guess I'm just going to hit her again.
Roll to hit.
First time.
You rolled a 1.
Oof.
So the second attack doesn't matter at all because you rolled a 1. So some sand got in your face.
Damn swords got in my way.
Yeah, your own swords got in your way. So that would be me. Y'all are kind of a pain in the ass. So why don't we sand bite Clarion, because he just came at me. DC 17, sir.
Okay. Reflex.
Yeah.
That's high.
That's a very high reflex.
17.
Shit, on the nose, man. Well done. All right, now she's going to attack you, because fucking did some hellacious damage there. Does a 23 hit.
23 hits. The 18 does not.
So take 5 and make a fortitude save, DC 16.
Ah, I missed that.
All right, so you are going to... what are you going to try? Does it interrupt an action?
I can parry stuff.
You can't parry for him, though.
Parry for yourself, but not for me.
Attack against her or an adjacent ally.
Oh, well then, yeah, you could parry an attack for...
Okay, so I'm going to parry. I just got to re-parry. To parry the attack, make an attack roll using the same bonus. That was a 32.
Fuck, yeah, that would parry with a fucking natural 19. So you think that she's going to fatigue and slash into Clarion, but this katana blade slips out between the two of you and knocks her hand back.
Oh, thanks.
No problem.
So I take the 5, but not the...
No, you don't take any damage because she parried the attack.
Okay. Wow. Thanks, Silent.
No problem.
I like how the notes for that attack just say, deadly.
A katana is deadly.
That's it. Just deadly.
Deadly.
And now these little critters are coming to play.
Yay.
I like these guys. So the blue one's going to attack Emmerich. Strap in, fucko.
Buckle up, fuckos.
Holy shit.
Oh my.
Dusty eye bite.
Let's see.
6 attacks.
First one hits. Okay. Second one hits. Third one misses. Fourth one hits. The last two miss.
All right.
So 3.
So 6, 9, and 10.
That's 19 and 25.
That's fun.
That's some real damage.
He just a bitch slapped the hell out of you.
6 times.
It was a slap attack.
Slap happy.
That's what it says.
The 5 fingers say to the face.
Oh my god. Real slap. Time we got jokes today.
So it just hits you. This little eye just kind of floats over and just does like this kind of spirally, spinny, slappy attack with these little tendrils, and each of the ends of the tendrils have like a kind of a squid-like pad on it, with these almost like cactus spines sticking out of it, and it just smacks the shit out of you.
Don't like that. Don't like that one bit.
Boom. Awesome. Okay, so this one is going to attack Clarion, and the wind-up and the slap.
Every one of those hits.
Damn.
That is some hella damage, sir.
Yeah, every one of those is in the 20s.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
Every one of those attack rolls is in the 20s.
Every attack roll, there's 24, 28, 26, 24, 26.
Every attack's in the 20s.
They're all shit. No, I'm sorry. I looked at the wrong one. Yeah, all of those are in the 20s. Holy shit.
Yeah. So that's 12, 20, 25, 35, 44. Wow. That's more than half.
Yeah.
Okay. Have to make a con save?
No, you're fine.
Okay.
I mean, you're not fine. You lost half your hit points. These things are fucking bad. Yeah.
I'm not
but
fine.
But you don't have to make a con save. All right, where are we at? So that was their go, and back to the top of the order. I'm going to say that Ella needs to make a perception check now.
Well, I was going to say, like, I was looking through the boxes, and, like, maybe I found, like, a particularly pretty emerald, which I love, because they match my eyes. Buddy. And they also match Emmy's emerald eye. So I would have turned around to be like, Emmy, look what I found. Emmy, where did you go? And I, like, walk out to look, and I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
Right, you peek out the door, and you see this whole battle going on in the other room.
So I, like, look over. I feel like maybe you let me know. I was going to say, like, I still used my action to look through boxes, but I'm now over there for next turn.
Right, yeah. I think or that's fair.
I was just trying to be fair about the fact that I'm a room away from the fight.
Right.
I'm going to move to, like, halfway through, like, yeah. So I can see all 3 of the baddies, but I'm not getting close.
Right.
And I'm just like, what the fuck is that?
I'm going to turn you around so you're facing the right way. There you go.
No, I like to attack with my butt.
Mm. That's hilarious.
My butt attack.
I've heard that about you.
I cast fireball with my butt.
What is Silent doing?
I think she's going to try and cut up the hag, I guess.
Okay.
she is... Oh, yeah, there's a thing. I got improved parry. So, your next melee attack against the target does not allow the enemy to apply its dexterity bonus. So, if there's a dexterity bonus. So, slash my katana. That was a 29 and a 28.
Jesus. Yeah, they both hit. That's a crit. Shit. Fuck.
Ow!
That is some,
slash, slash.
That is some hellacious damage. Jesus Christ. So that's 29 and 17?
Mm-hmm. I think she just, like, after parrying the shot, she just, like, kind of wrenches her arm back and then, like, whoosh, slashes her head off.
Just, the head just topples and it's like this kind of collide or like pinwheel of white locks. The head goes toppling into the sand and the body falls in the other direction, and you watch as the organic eye at the end of her staff just sort of deflates like somebody had popped a blister.
That wasn't that hard. It was just an old lady. Oh, are you guys okay?
No, they look hurt.
Ooh.
They look real hurt. Because those two little floaty creatures are still there.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be Plareon next, yes?
Can I do a swift action and attack?
I believe so. Yeah, okay. You can take a movement action.
Okay, because Lay on Hands, if I do it to myself, is a swift action.
Yeah, you can heal yourself in attack.
Can we heal myself for 15?
Okay.
Thank goodness. Let's get a little hurry there for a second.
Yeah, these fuckers hit hard, man.
And,
well, they hit a lot, which is the problem.
They're not evil, though. They're neutral, right? They're just monsters.
Yeah, they're considered neutral. That will not hit them.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Yeah. Where are we at? Maddie, I believe you're next.
Yeah, Emmerich squares up against his eyeball opponent. Do not worry. Soon the judgment of Kronos will befall them, and they will be destroyed underneath it. And I'm using my second judgment, which lets me choose two of my judgments, destruction and justice.
Mm-hmm.
So I now have a +2 to hit and a +3 to damage.
All right.
And
with destructive judgment.
That's a good combo.
I'm going to attack and hope it goes better than last time.
Okay, let's hope.
Yeah. So, 20 both times.
That hits.
So that would actually be 7 and 8, so 15. I
can't see their health.
Oh, you can't see their health bars?
No, we could see hers. I can't see theirs.
Sorry. Okay. I did lower the right one in case anyone was wondering.
Okay. I trust you.
I was wondering.
I was wondering.
Which health bar did you just lower? Because I feel like it might have been blue instead of red.
Somehow Emmerich slices the one 15 feet away.
You feel like that was a substantial amount of damage to this entity. Like they pack a punch, but they're essentially floating jellyfish creatures.
They're floating eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Feel a little better about myself.
Well, the eyeballs are about to have their day, so.
Here we go.
So this one winds up on you, Maddie.
Hunker down.
And it,
Damn. 31.
Hold on, let me double check my new AC.
That was it rolled a 19.
Yeah. Oh, that first one definitely hits. Or no, first one misses. Hit. Miss. Hit. 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 So 3 hits.
Okay.
So 28, 29, and 31 hit you? That's not your armor class.
10, 16, 21, 30. Ow.
You still up?
I'm still up.
Son of a bitch. All right.
Not happy.
I mean, the CR is where it is, man. I'm not making excuses. It's going to fuck you up or it's not going to fuck you up.
I got you. It's all good.
All right, Jim. This one kind of squanches at you.
Squanches?
If it squanches.
That's a new verb to me.
Squanch. You have never seen something squanch?
I don't think so.
It kind of like it puckers. Like when your butt clenches, when something scares you, and it spews out a line of goo at you.
Ugh.
It's a 23 hit.
Yes.
All right, you take 5 points of acid damage.
Delightful.
And you will continue to take 5 points of acid damage for 6 rounds, unless you can get it off of yourself.
Ah.
And it makes like a little sound.
Well, to you too.
Which is slightly comical, but also fucking gross.
Yeah, sounds like.
Now we are to the top of the order. Ella.
All right, well, seeing this one in front of my handmaiden, slap the shit out of him.
Yeah, like hard.
God damn it.
I'm gonna... So I have this wooden bracelet that I found in the house, I assume, mm-hmm. that I pop off and it becomes my short bow of wood and flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna take a shot at it.
Okay. Holy shit, ball. Jesus Christ.
I'm gonna be honest... I think it should only be rolling one attack still. I think it's rolling two attacks from when I was a, what do you call it?
Rogue.
So yeah. I think only take the first attack. I'll fix it later, but.
That's fine.
The first attack's the crit.
Yeah, you murdered the hell out of it. How do you want to do it?
Oh, yay. I like see it, slap the shit out of Emmy. And I'm like, you leave my handmaiden alone! And I, like, whip the bracelet off and in one motion, like, draw back the arrow and right. send it straight through its little weird jellyfishy body.
God damn.
Like, right over Emmy's shoulder and, like, into its little jellyfishy face or whatever it is.
It just fucking tacks this thing to the wall.
Yeah. And then as it, like, falls, like, Emmy turns to look at me and I'm like, I wink at him, like, I gotta go.
It just gives her the action hero, like, thumbs up.
With the amount of damage you did, it is at negative 25.
So like, it's super bad.
Like, yeah, you did, like, no shit damage to that thing. God damn it, kid. Well played.
God, it's the first time I've ever used that weapon in game.
That's the first time I think you've done damage in game.
How dare you? I hit someone once with a dagger.
Oh, yeah, like, you hit that vampire with the dagger, I remember.
I no joke think I've hit something twice in this entire fucking game.
Yeah, I was going to say, the entire fucking game, twice. It's not like you're Yulia.
Yeah. Listen to Ravenloft, Yulia kicks ass. I mean, I'm just better with bows.
That's a memoir right there, better with bows. Okay, so Silent, right? Yeah, Silent? Yeah. What's Silent doing?
I'm gonna try to reason. No, I'm gonna. I'm gonna cut it
charm the jellyfish? Okay.
How about
holy shit, you got him!
Crits everywhere! Mm-hmm.
God dang, women are fucking critting left and right tonight.
Bitches, man.
Bitches be slaying. yeah, you're fucking. That is ridiculous damage. So you did 24. How do you want to do it? Because that's more than it has 20 hit points, just so you know.
Okay. I think I do like the anime, like, whoosh, and then it looks like it doesn't do anything.
Right.
This is great.
Slides in half.
You see the cut now.
Nice.
She's you don't even look back at it. You just have that stare off into the distance as it comes out behind you.
Yeah.
Nice.
She ends up on the other side of it. Yeah. Ta-da. It's cool.
All right, so the one eye is pegged to the wall right through its little middle ocular region. The other one is in two pieces, completely bifurcated on the floor in front of Plareon. And the hag is headless.
I'm getting his acid off me, like now. We're
out of initiative. How you doing it?
Water.
Okay. You create water or using it from the canteen?
I'm going to ask Emmerich to make some water real quick so I get his acid off.
Yeah, when I see
it burns! Bernie! Ow! Ow!
You create water over him.
Okay. Thanks. That will, that is the formula to get the acid the fuck off.
Damn.
And then I'm going to inspect the witch and her staff.
Okay. The staff is made of a sun-bleached heft of wood. It looks like it has little bits of bone jutting out of it. Either snake or fish, you can't quite tell. The top of it has a three-pronged area. It looks like it's been kind of carved into like a like almost like a jeweler's setting, where that weird organic eyeball was, but now all that's there is just kind of a wet, slowly decomposing, almost looks like a grape that doesn't, just the skin of a grape with no grape inside, and it's just kind of slowly fading away. She had long white hair. I mean, still does. Her head is just not attached to her body, and is wrapped in some like really sun bleached, heavily worn traveling leathers. A couple of pouches with some components and stuff on them. And past that, not much of note.
I just realized something. Am I the only one that has healing magic in the group?
No, I got some.
Oh, okay, cool.
I mean, druids have the ability, but Ellen has chosen not to ever bring it.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
That might change. Maybe she'll grow to be a better person.
Maybe.
I hold my breath.
So I'm gonna like have pocketed a bunch of like spices and like pretty silk like scarves and stuff and gems, right. And have put them in my little pockets, not mention them at all, and walk over and help the group loot the bodies.
That's really funny.
And Silent like puts her sword back in her sheath and then she's like, "That was so cool. Did you see that? That was amazing. Oh my god.
I'm gonna do another lay on hands on myself. I've still got a few more.
And I'm gonna cast a cure serious wounds on myself.
Would we have picked up any healing potions at the house? Is that something we would have brought with us?
Probably not.
Okay. Can I search the hag's body, like go through her pockets and see if she has anything cool or magic?
Like literally what Emmy is doing right now.
Yep.
Yeah, there was
nothing.
I don't trust him. I do it again.
Okay.
Try cure moderate wounds. Oh, good. That was slightly better.
Oh, no.
You're searching through her stuff. You don't find anything either, man. There's nothing there.
Is that pillar in the northeastern corner similar to the pillars that were in the room with the giant statue man?
That is not a pillar. That is a hole in the floor.
Oh. I'm going to walk over and look down the hole.
It smells foul.
The poop hole. Does it smell like poops?
It does.
Fisting hole.
I walk away from the poop holes.
Those poop holes.
Are these bones?
Yeah. Looks like a couple of camels, some horses, and you recognize some of the clothing, your party, the caravan you had been traveling with. Looks like they've been consumed.
Damn. Well, do they have anything good on them?
Nah, not really.
Damn. That's even worse. She, like, goes into her, she's got, like, a side pouch, I think.
Right.
And she takes, like, a couple of pages. She's like, all right. She leaves, like, three of them. I'll take the rest back to town.
Nice, the good ending.
Yeah, she puts the rest back into her, her pouch. She walks back to the group.
I dig it.
That room that the two tentacles came out of.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a door or something there? Or?
Yeah, it's a stable. These are like horse stalls or camera stalls. They're mount stalls. Yeah.
like, having watched those things attack Emmy and Plarion, were they, or like this, the sand coming up and biting them, does it look like the bite attacks that were on that body in the first room that we came into?
No, ma'am.
Interesting.
It looks like if that sand stuff had made contact, it would have looked more like a straight razor or a very fine blade had made contact.
So I'm just going to look at the group and be like, none of these is what killed that man in the first room.
So Ella, did you find anything in the room with the boxes and the beds and stuff?
There's some boxes in there. There's like some little gems and like some not so good silks, but nothing of great interest.
Anymore.
Yeah, Emmerich's kind of like giving her the side eye.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting that too.
Dylan's going to take a look in these rooms. Particularly the one that the hag came out of.
Yeah, looking in there, it looks like she was probably sleeping here. Mm-hmm. In like the sand looks a little bit more worked over. Like probably hoofed animals were in here, so it's a little bit more churned up, which makes it less dense. So it's softer. So it just looks like these were areas where animals were stabled. This is probably like, judging from the what you saw in the silhouette when you were coming in here in the night, it is probably like an outpost or stopover post people would use when they traveled between the cities.
Well, not anymore.
I'm gonna tell the group, like, I didn't have a chance to finish looking in that room because you guys started like being attacked by I don't know what these are, but we can go back and look at it some more if you'd like to.
So really the only way to go is south.
And that leads to the open desert.
Or down the hole.
Or down the hole.
Oh, yes, the...
Oh, and does the sun come up yet?
It has not. You guys have only been at this for about 45 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Did you mention the evil feeling earlier?
I did. I mentioned that below us I felt I detected some sort of evil.
Do you still feel it?
Yeah.
Let's at least go inspect the cavern below us.
Sounds like fun. Let's do it.
It's probably where the key is.
So from looking at this, can we tell how far down it goes?
It's probably at least 20 feet.
But then we brought rope.
Is the, these plants that are in the corners, are any of them like dead or dying?
No. The plants grow in practically no moisture environments.
Does anyone have a torch? Do we want to drop it down there, see if we can get some light, see if we can better assess?
Emmerich pulls out a coin and casts light on it.
Cool. We are going through this hole in the floor?
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
All right. How long? We're
dropping a coin so we see down there first.
Right. Well, you're not going to see much.
I was just trying to gauge how far the drop is.
Oh, gotcha. It's it's about 20 feet.
Yeah. You guys want me to jump down there first to make some light? Because that's a thing I can do.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and you guys come down the... you guys jump down the hole and you land in like a sandy duned area. It looks like you're in some sort of naturally dug out burrow.
So this is not a natural... hole. This is a man-made hole.
No, it's a natural hole, and it looks like you're in like a dug-out burrow. Like, if there was water, it would have at one point filled this area, but it looks like the water has dried up. Glitter dust.
I do glitter dust.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Make sure there's nothing invisible.
Yep.
I like it.
It also lights up stuff.
Smart thinking. So you guys are in this, you guys are
that
in this
is
area.
So pretty.
Thank you.
Naturally occurring underground tunnel. And there is an opening, kind of a passage like opening to the south. Okay, it seems to lead down to, you can see an entrance off to the east, and then it continues also further down to the south. Thoughts, comments, concerns, questions?
All I said was I was moving to the opening where I moved.
Ah, gotcha.
I'm moving in behind Plarion.
Silent's gonna stay back a moment and, like, tap on the wall. How thick does it seem?
This is thick. This is some thick ass walls. Like you are looking at definitely like some sort of you're true underground. So okay. Like you're in a true tunnel. It's not like some thin kind of flimsiest wall.
Okay.
As I come up behind Flary and I'm gonna be like, do you still sense evil? Are we on the same level as it now?
Yeah, evil. You sense evil coming from the northeast.
Oh boy. Yes, from the northeast. Evil.
Oh, I don't like that.
Neither do I. I'm chaotic good.
Hey, me too.
Hey, Maddie.
I lie.
The key senses start pinging.
I was just about to ask.
If you scroll all the way out on the map till you see like just the black square without anything.
Uh-huh.
Tell me if you see this ping.
Yeah, I see it. Over to the east.
Yeah, that's where it is.
Right where the evil is. How convenient.
Yeah, I switch on my own detect evil. Is it coming from roughly the same?
Your detect evil works a little differently than his detect evil.
All right.
Your detect evil is giving you a wall. It starts about here.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes to about here.
A wall of evil.
Yeah.
It is an evil wall.
It's unlike anything you've ever seen before. It's not organic.
Don't touch it. It's pure concentrated evil.
Emmerich lets the party know that I'm detecting the key coming from the east. But we should be careful. I'm also sensing an evil aura covering quite a distance. And I sort of roughly point out where I'm detecting the evil from.
I'm going to draw my blade as I move to the intersection here.
Okay. There's a little S shape in the hallway. It's a little curvy curve. And all of this is you can see like the areas are smoothed out on these walls. The floor is fairly fine, finely gritted sand. You could tell just like looking around, kind of getting the vibe of the area. It looks like water was definitely flowing through here at one point.
But it's not the same kind of stone we saw above us.
No, this is like naturally occurring stone. Like you're underground, naturally occurring underground stone. If you had a dwarven miner with you, this would have been very. A fortuitous area for him to take the lead and explore, but you left your dwarven miner back in.
Let's say if we had a dwarven drummer, would that help?
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
He's taking a nap.
Oh, yeah, but he's sleepy tie tie.
All right, I'm gonna come up behind Plarian again.
You keep coming up behind me like that. That's not good. Oh. I say we press on. I mean, unless somebody wants to check out this cul-de-sac to the south.
I feel like we might be safer if we check it out just to make sure nothing comes up behind us.
Yeah, okay. Let's do that then.
Silence carving something in the wall.
What's she carving?
Looks like another one of her faces.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
She's graffitiing. She's making a graffito.
You guys go ahead. I'll be there in a second.
Glancing back to make sure that she's still there.
She like gives a thumbs up as you glance back, and she's like got a little knife that she's like carving into the stone. It's gonna be a good one.
So do we notice anything in this little cul-de-sac here?
You do actually. There is like a crusted salt. This room is almost like bowl shaped or circular shaped. Naturally formed, but it's like a naturally formed kind of spherical shape, and the room is crusted with salt, like big salt particles that mix in with the sand, big enough that you notice them.
Does it seem, was this anything we might have encountered before, having grown up in an area that's a similar desertscape? Like, does salt just naturally grow in the desert?
No, typically it would need to come from a water source. And salt water in the desert is very strange. So that also is a little bit weird.
Can I sense any magic on it? Can I spend a moment and detect magic?
Sure. As you're concentrating, you're not picking up any unnatural or magical or arcanos or any sort of non-naturally occurring vibrations. It just seems very strange. intuitively you have like this natural sense about you now, and you're kind of interpreting this, looking at it, kind of trying to figure out what the hell is going on, and it just seems very different.
But it does seem like normal organic salt.
Yes, it's everything is normal or organic. Nothing here is from a magical means. It just seems very strange.
It's just out of place.
Yes, very much so.
It is weird. There's a bunch of salt here, no?
It's strange, but I don't know how that will help us in any way. We should probably press on then.
Yes.
Emmerich will make his way down this hall a little bit.
That came out good. Silent says as she steps away from the wall. Says Silent Nocturne was here, evil ahead, and then her little face.
Oh, nice. Other Dark Souls players, well, thank you.
Yeah. If anyone comes down here, they're in for a treat. And then she's like, hold on one second. And then she scrolls, buy my book.
No.
Buy my book.
Now available on Amazon.
Yeah. Advertising everywhere.
Are you going around that corner or?
Yes.
Continues into another little S curve.
Going, but I'm kind of more hugging the wall.
Okay.
I'll keep pace with Emmerich.
Behind them.
Kind of come to a room. All of a sudden, it goes from like an organic, sort of naturally carved area to a very like structurally carved out of the walls mason sort of room. It's a very large room. It's about 20 feet wide by about 40 feet across. The ceiling is probably about 12 feet, and in the corners of the room that you can see, there are two large iron statues that are carved into the likeness of large hooded cobras.
Oh, boy.
Do they seem to be made out of the same material that the giant man statue upstairs was made out of?
They do indeed.
Can I mention something real quick? Didn't you say the Nagas were one of the creatures that could turn you to stone?
Believe they do have that capability, yes. I'm going to throw my own detect magic.
Okay.
By looking at the statues first.
They are not reading magic in any way.
And as I proceed forward, I'm going to look at the ground and the walls.
You are not getting any magic here. What's the range on detect magic? Does it detect through walls?
It says range 60 feet.
Yeah, so no, you're not detecting anything.
Okie dokie. Still detecting.
Okay.
Just following behind.
Not really detecting much of anything. It's very, just kind of, you're getting a little bit of a whiff of like salty air in here. That's about all.
But it's definitely more deliberately carved.
Oh yeah, you're in something man-made or sentient made. As you come around this corner, it leads to a long hallway that goes west. Or east, sorry.
That'd be really great if we had a rogue right about now.
This would be useful.
We used to have a rogue.
I was like, what do you need from rogue? I can still do a bunch of roguey shit. Want me to check? I want to check the floor for traps. I'm going to move over here in front. And I'm going to inspect the floor for traps.
Check it for traps.
What's that, perception?
Man, you haven't checked for traps this whole game yet.
I know.
The floor is trapped.
Ooh!
Whoa, can I tell you expected a trap?
I'm gonna like throw my hand up like a Navy SEAL. Like stop!
It's right here.
Can I see what the trap is and try and disable it?
Yeah, it looks like there's some sort of trigger plating underneath the sand right there, and you can tell because the edges of it makes a very man-made impression in the sand, where the rest of the sand is like organic and has the ebbs and flows of naturally forming sand.
Okay, I'm gonna like point at the area so that everyone can see it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm gonna move up without triggering it. Stop jumping away, Ella, come back. Try and disable it.
She tries to disable it and then runs across the room.
Run away!
My characters like to jump into the blackness of the map. It's fun for her.
Ah, yes, I recall.
25.
25 will disable that device, yeah. You figure out that if you can actually, like, wedge some of the pieces of, like, large silt from the sand walls underneath the pressure plate, it will create enough of a blockage so that the plate won't depress and you can, like, step over it without worrying about triggering it anymore.
Can I mention something real quick?
Hmm.
You might want to look for more.
Yeah, I was kind of. Okay. I was kind of. Can I look like at the walls and at the ceiling to see if I could see like what was going to happen? Like, are there like holes where arrows were going to come out of? Or
It looks like something underneath the plate would have come up through the plate.
Oh, but I can't tell what.
Mm-mm.
There's bad things down there, guys. I'm gonna take another perception look at the rest of the alley hallway and see if there's more of them.
Roll it.
28.
One right here, and one right here.
I'm gonna go move up to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And try and disable that one.
Okay, roll it.
28.
Boom. Get that one disabled.
Then I'm gonna move up to the next one and try and disable that one as well. 24.
Disabled. And as you kind of are putting it together across the three of them, you feel like what they would have done is as they depressed, there would have been some sort of bladed implement that would have come up from the floor and punctured somebody stepping on it for a substantial amount of damage, at least 2 dice worth.
Guys, I had to stop being a rogue to become good at being a rogue.
I know. I'm just thinking of all the times you detected for traps and never found them.
Well,
now that you're not a rogue, you found 3 in a row.
I know.
To be fair, it's not like she didn't see traps and then we set them off.
Well, that did happen once.
Yeah, it did.
That did happen before.
The doorway to the library at the night garden.
I feel really... I'm going to turn back around to the group and give them a thumbs up. Like, I feel real good about myself right now. And I'm going to keep going up to this corner.
Okay.
And take a look north. See what I can see.
This long hallway going north that ends in a shadowy cul-de-sac. And with your night vision, you can see another one of those statues looking out at you.
I'm going to, now that I know what I'm looking for on the ground, I'm going to see if there are any more along this hallway.
You rolled a 32. Yeah, okay.
Right, I'm the best non-rogue, guys.
Right here? Right here?
Mm-hmm.
There is a very large plate that covers 10 foot of square.
Can I get into that and try and disable it?
Yeah, go for it.
No, that's a 1.
Oh, no.
That's a reflex check you need to make right now?
I'm going to use Cat's Grace.
Okay.
Roll twice and take the higher of the 2.
Okay.
I get to do that once a day. I've never done it before.
All right. Well, you're going to want to do it now.
That's a reflex save?
Yeah, that's a reflex save. You're going to hope you do real well.
21 is the highest of the 2.
Okay. Emmerich, make a reflex check.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Okay, so Emmerich and so Graziella is working on it, and she's real confident from the last ones that she's putting silt and stuff under there. And then she moves her palm down wrong and triggers this thing, and this gout of greenish flame shoots from the serpent's face all the way down the hallway. And she just manages to kind of like barrel into Emmerich and knock him back. But when she barrels into Emmerich, knocking him back, he moves here.
Oh, no.
She moves here. Emmerich sets off the trap and fails his reflex save against it. So Emmerich takes 2 points of piercing from the blade that comes through the floor and stabs into his butt.
Ooh.
I'm gonna turn around and see him be stabbed and be like, didn't you see? I told you there was a thing there.
I mean, there are worse places to be stabbed.
His head.
Does it seem to actually be fire? Like that was coming out of the snake's mouth?
Yes, it's legitimate, like fire. Yeah.
I'm going to cast Fire Belly on myself.
Okay.
Which gives me fire resistance and makes me burp fire. And then I'm going to go back to that long hallway and take another look through, see if there's any more plates the further down it goes.
Okay.
Do you want another perception?
Yes, I do.
Check,
especially after that one.
27.
You do not see any more triggers down the hallway. It doesn't appear to be trapped.
Okay, I'm going to look back at the group and be like, I think it's fine. And then just walk the rest of the way. Doing all of this within the minute, knowing that I have fire resistance at least.
Okay.
Seeing if I set off any And then I come to this hallway that's to the north and then look west and see what I see.
Okay. Can you make a intelligence check for me?
Sure.
Cool.
That's going to go well.
Did she disable the fire trap?
She rolled 17.
A 17 on my intelligence check. I tried to disable the fire trap and I did it shittily.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. You remember that you have yet to disable that trap at the edge of the hallway.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll come back and try it again, I guess.
Emmerich is, like, trying to tentatively walk around it as you were coming back.
No, I'm going to be like, guys, go back into the other hallway. Don't step on the plates where the swords were, but go back to the other hallway. Let me try again.
Go all the way back here.
Yeah, I want to get myself at that corner so I could try and make a reflex save to jump out of the way. And try it again. 20.
Yeah, you feel confident this time that you didn't set the trap off.
Oof, that's still only a 3, man.
Yeah.
That's
a crap roll.
I know. I threw so many points into that rogue stuff, though. Okay, so now I feel like I've successfully disabled it. I feel that
yes,
way.
Yes, feel that way. You feel it is successfully disabled.
Okay, I think it's okay now. But don't step on it, like, just in case. And I, like, walk around it and back down to where I was.
Very carefully step, if I can, around it or gingerly across it.
Yeah, as long as you guys aren't, like, just running across it, you figure you're not going to set it off.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Now that I'm in this hallway, I'm going to look in this hallway for traps.
Okay.
I'm gonna check it for traps.
It does not appear to be traps.
Remember, this used to be a drinking game.
It was a drinking game.
It was.
Now it's super cereal because there's lots of traps.
Okay, so I don't feel like there's any traps. So
no,
I'm gonna really gingerly walk down to this little looks like a doorway to the south.
It is a doorway to the south, and as you look down, you see the lights of multiple arcanic circles scrawled in the sand, floating about a quarter of an inch above the surface of the sand.
I'm gonna come up to, like, here to get a little closer to it, and I'm gonna cast Detect Magic.
Okay.
I think my Detect Magic is 30 feet. Let me double check that for you. Ooh, it's 60 feet.
Yeah. You detect magic everywhere in all of that's magic.
All the floor shit is magic.
Could you see the giant green square?
Yes. Parts of it, yeah.
Yeah.
I can see green bars that indicate a square.
Yeah, there's a big ass square. All of it's magic.
Can I tell what school of magic it is?
Magic.
It's magic, magic.
It's magic. It's all magic.
It sure is some magic.
It's every magic type of magic.
Yeah, literally. Like, I wish I was being obtuse and vague on purpose. It's literally every type of magic.
It's the United Magic of Benetton ad.
Yeah.
Every color of magic.
Every color of magic.
It is the Octarine.
Generic magic.
I'm gonna, like, get out of the way of the hallway. And tell the group, they're like runes on the floor, or like, I'm going to describe to them what's in the room.
Okay, so what you're seeing is a picture of somebody drew summoning circles on the floor, except they drew it in the air about a quarter of an inch above the ground, so it's just floating in the air.
Well, that's not ominous.
No, yeah.
Sounds pretty ominous to me.
I'm gonna
to touch it.
Describe that to them and then be like, I don't know what's in that room.
I will try and investigate.
Okay.
From a safe distance. Spellcraft, Knowledge Arcana.
Yeah, throw me a Knowledge Arcana. Knowledge Planes. Throw me Knowledge Planes if you have that too.
Do I see anything with true sight that I wouldn't normally see?
The walls are too thick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting question.
I mean, into that room. I'm looking into that room.
No, you're seeing what everybody else is seeing.
Okay.
Because what it is there.
Okie doke.
Maddie, between those two rolls, you're looking at this and you're seeing the complete, well, through the hallway, you feel like if you stepped in and you could get a better view of the whole circles, the multiple overlapping circles, you would literally be looking at a cosmological map of the planes. Like all of it.
Oh. Is that Plarion behind me?
Yeah.
I'm going to step into the room. If something goes wrong, just go, and I'll hand you the ring of keys.
It doesn't sound like much of a plan, but okay.
I will come around the corner.
Okay. So as you step,
I won't move until I'm just out of the side of the room.
So as you step into the room,
after you,
hanging above about a quarter of an inch above the floor, multi-layered circles, and each circle is a different representation of a different plane, and they're all overlapping exactly where they should, where the different veils are super thin. So you're looking at a two-dimensional but in three dimensions drawing of the planes. Exactly. You're looking at a two-dimensional, three-dimensional overlap drawing of the planes.
Does this remind us of the, I'm sorry, does this remind us of the carpet that we saw in front of the first portal?
It does remind you of that. It does remind you of that carpet, except this is more, this is moving.
Yeah.
It's like one of those armatures where you can watch all the planets circling the sun.
Right.
Rotations of the plane.
Right. It's actually, and where they overlap and the different spheres move on top of each other.
Orrery.
So it's like this a is cosmic clock.
Essentially. This is where it gets weird, though. To the left and the right, so on the west wall and the east wall, there are super, super polished sheets, 10-foot sheets that run the entire length of the wall of that kind of cosmic-y stone that you had seen upstairs. They're so polished that they're reflecting this star chart, this cosmological circles. To the east and the west, you can see pantheons. And on one side is showing something completely different than what the other side is showing. So they're reflecting the same thing, but to the east is showing your Volkasses. To your east, you're seeing your Hanules, you're seeing your Malfests, your Darks. And to your west, you're seeing entities that you have never heard of. You have no way religiously of acknowledging or recognizing. You're looking essentially at reflected versions of the pantheons and cosmologies that you know. Am I explaining that correctly?
Yes, but I'm trying to further grasp. So if I went and found Kronos on this mural on the east wall,
right,
I look across to the west wall and find a mirror image, maybe in the same similar pose, but it is a different entity, and I could not understand.
So you find Kronos, the chaotic neutral time serpent, the Hour Lord, the hourglass of gold, right?
Yes.
Looking on the other wall, so you see that on the east wall, or on the west wall. On the east west wall, you're seeing a spider sitting atop a large web of stars.
But they're the same. So like there's a yin to every yang on each side.
Every representation has a representation.
Okay.
And is there anything, there's nothing like written or on these tablets, they're just shined to
each of the corners of the tablets have rune has a single rune in it. You don't recognize what the hell the rune is up though. It's in a language you don't understand. There's a single rune or character or hieroglyph, or whatever you want to call it, glyph, whatever you want to call it. There's one in each of the four corners on each side. And they match.
Can we scoot in here?
I'm going to go ahead and circle around towards the south side of the room.
Okay.
And Plarion, you may want to come in and take a look at this. But as far as the planar cycle in the center, to my knowledge, everything looks the same on that.
Everything in the center is what you're used to, and everything on the west side is what you're used to.
What about the ceiling?
Ceiling is just the naturally formed ceiling of this chamber. Has a couple of the salt crystals in it, but...
Worth a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Does any of this look familiar to me?
Do you have any knowledge religion?
21.
Just looking at patterns, things that seem strange, for at least the last 10,000 years of recorded history, there has been an empty spot in the sky in the Pantheonic area that would be kind of associated with the alignment neutral evil, that would be kind of associated with avarice or temptation. In Maya's pantheon, there was an entity that was removed. In the reflection, you notice it's the only place that there are two entities that exist in the same space.
Whoa. What are those entities?
One looks like the representation of a elven female. Maybe half elven female.
Okay.
And the other is a representation of a humanoid female. The half-elven female seems to kind of have a reddish hue to her hair and a whitish hue to her skin. And the humanoid female seems to have a greenish tint to her skin and a whitish hue to her hair. Both of them look regal, almost like queens.
Where would that be on this, in this chamber?
So if I'm using the pointer, we'll just, right here. But remember, all of these circles are moving. So right now, they're, albeit slowly, they're about right there.
So Silent's gonna, like, drift towards that and kind of, like, follow its movement. Just kind of, like...
So the images on the walls are rotating with the
yes.
pattern. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, this whole thing has been much cooler than any adventure my other group got up.
Em, throw me a perception check since you're following those entities. You're just following them. They're circling and overlapping in areas.
Mm-hmm. Do I see my moons in this? Or
yes, they are... three of them on the west wall, the normal two on the east.
That's interesting, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. She kind of gravitates over there.
Maddie, throw me a perception check. Ella would do it as well, and probably Plarion. All three of you throw a perception check.
Okay.
Emmerich got it. Plarion missed it. He's just taking everything in.
It's a lot to take.
It's a lot to absorb. And yes, Graziella very much notices. You guys see that Silent is fixated on two figures. She's watching them move.
Mm-hmm.
So as you're kind of looking at them move, you see that they overlap. They're the only figures that seem to overlap four spots repeatedly. And those spots aren't reflected on either side, and they seem to be large, almost like door looking representations.
Do they look familiar at all to me? And I know that she's like honed in on them. I like start really looking at them.
The female figures?
Yeah.
One is maybe half elven, long red hair, black robes, and the other has looks humanoid, like humanoid, but with green skin and long white hair. And just the style of dress that she's in looks very similar to that woman you saw standing on the bristleless broom above the sin chair.
Does she seem like the... Does it look like the woman from the... Because I saw that woman.
It looks...
Months ago at this point, but...
It looks like that woman could have styled herself after this woman. This woman looks regal. Both of these women look very regal.
And they're in holes in the pantheon? Like... places where they don't have another number in our pantheon?
They are in a hole where your pantheon does not have any entity. They have two.
Right.
And where are these? You said there were doorway shapes. Where were they?
They clearly are on the prime material, and there's four of them.
Sorry, I think I misunderstood what you were saying about the doors.
Okay.
They're collected from these door shapes on the prime material. On the
center where the actual drawings are,
mm-hmm.
the representation cosmologically, mm-hmm. those four doors or areas that could be doors, they just look like large door-like shapes. But remember, you're looking at the cosmos drawn right. on a floor. So these kind of rectangles, they are not reflected on either side. And they move on the prime material as the prime material turns. And these two entities pass over each of those four points at some point in their rotation.
Okay, I think I get what you are saying. We don't see the doors on the walls.
Right.
But do we see silhouettes of the gods and the other figures in the discs on the floor?
Yes.
Okay. The doors are not reflected on there, but these two figures...
are on the west wall, not the east wall.
Are on the west wall, not the east wall. But they are somehow both passing through these doors. All four of them.
Yes.
Okay.
Or passing over, overlapping them at some point.
Right. Right. Does any other... I'm sure the other deities do.
No, none of the other deities pass over. Yeah, so essentially in the cosmological clock that you're staring at four points during the rotation, these two entities are outside of these giant doors. What would be considered the beyond or outside of the prime material, the known prime material? So you could look at it from a cosmological standpoint. Outside of your reality, these two entities pass on the other side of these doors as it rotates.
Time? Is one moving faster than the other?
They are moving in sync, perfect sync with each other. Hmm. Or the two females are moving perfectly in sync with each other.
And one is green.
Yep, with white hair.
The green queen.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Great minds think alike, man. Okay.
Well, and if there's an entity missing on one wall, but there's two entities on the other, the reflection from one wall has ended up with their mirror. And if it is an equal reflection, they are both going to be horribly heinous.
And that's that connection made. All right, everybody. It's been a great game. We'll see you next recording. Have a good night. Show me your health, little creature.
No, my health is my own. You cannot have it.
God damn it, I want to see your health, little creature.
No.
Show me its health bar.
You guys in this key, what's the deal with the key?
That's why we're here.
Hopefully it will be the one that will take us back home.
Every quantum leap, we hope, maybe.
I'm Scott Bakula.
How can I phrase this?
I'm television Scott Bakula.
He does it so well. It's terrifying how well he does it. If this was a television show. Oopa, oopa, oopa.
I hear tuba music in the
background. I was like, is Goteka Fupa in this game, or are you just fucking with us?
I'm just fucking with you.
Final boss.
Goteka Fupa is everywhere.
We are all Goteka Fupa.
We are, yeah. Goteka Fupa is love. Goteka Fupa is life.
Time for intermission music.
There's a theater in LA where when they're little, like, let's all go to the lobby, is an Australian guy who says, don't forget to stop by the candy bar.
Nice.
It's midnight here.
Yep. I know you guys are always so late.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are always so early.
Yeah, right.
Oh, baby. Come back, baby.
Oh, I wanted to see the kitty.
I know. Come back, baby.
She doesn't trust me now because I keep throwing her out.
Oh. Are you
saying she doesn't like? She doesn't like me holding her, but she doesn't like me ignoring her.
Sure.
Sounds like a cat to me.
Meanwhile, my sister can like pick her up and cradle her like a baby for minutes on end.
Well, your sister's obviously the superior cuddler.
Yeah. Well, except the other cat prefers me. So we have a nice ratio of cats to people.
So you each have a cat.
Yeah. Well, now she wants to get out. I am cat.
That's so weird. Normally cats are totally fine with like closed doors or spaces they can't go into. Normally not inquisitive at all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our one cat we found in the dumpster of our restaurant.
Aww.
As a little kitten. Now she's a mighty huntress here on the farm. And then we have another cat who's just a total idiot.
When I was a kid, my dad worked as a shop mechanic, and he brought home this little, like, gray with, like, black spots kitten. And he was hanging around the shop, and he was using the litter that they'd use to, like, clean up spilled oil to go to the bathroom. And so we're like, he's a litter box trained, so like bring him home for the girls. And my sister and I were so excited, and my mom were like, we have to give him a bath. So we give him a bath, and he's white. But he came to us like, he literally looked like a dark gray cat with black spots. And we had to wash him with Simple Green to get all the grease off of him.
Wow.
That's what I use to strip my models.
What kind of models?
Warhammer.
40K?
Yeah.
Nice.
I am a big 40K.
I like the lore a lot.
Yeah.
It's hence why,
something for everybody.
Hence why Grandfather Nurgle is such an important part of the...
Yeah, that's why I was like, oh, Nurgle's in here.
Yeah, he's an important part of the mythos. He actually features pretty heavily... He featured pretty heavily in most of the campaign that predated this one, and he's shown up in Great Old Ones.
Is he a great old one?
What a great old one is has not been revealed yet, so I will not say.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Is he like a pretty good old one?
I thought we were the great old ones.
Great
old adventures.
We're the so-so old ones.
I will not dig into that deeper, but...
Most of the party isn't even that old.
Right.
Jim, I think you and I are like the oldest characters in that party.
Well, yeah, I think Maat's character is like 20.
Miss Maat, I haven't seen her.
She's in her like
so
30s,
long.
I think.
Yeah.
And like Savar in our party is like over 100, right?
Right. But he's also elven, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm trying to remember. I think
I put Allegan's age down as like 135 or 145.
Right.
So he's old for a gnome.
Hello, my little handmaidens. It is your old friend, Graciela Anastasia Blackfoot, here with a special deal just for you. We're partnering with a coffee company called Found Familiar Coffee. Their coffee is small batch and very premium. You know Ella would not be drinking subpar coffee. Absolutely not. If you want to be queen of your own empire, you should definitely pick up some of this coffee for yourself. And when you buy it, use code OLDMAGICGAMING at checkout. That's OLDMAGICGAMING, all one word. I will specifically make sure that you get 10% off. It is a very good deal. And believe me, I know deals. So check it out now. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Crown of Queens. Emmerich is played by Maddie A. at MG Allen on Twitter. Garglin Yalt is played by Arrow Odd at RPG Home Brewery on Twitter. Graziella is played by Vanessa Singleton at Evil V Cookie on Twitter. Clarion the Unscrutable is played by our Dauphine of Audio at Yoda Jones on Twitter. Silent Nocturne is played by M at GameMaker M on Twitter. Our special guest, the Baron, is played by Matt Garbett at ArtMonkeyMG on Twitter. Our storyteller is Anton at Old Magic Gaming on Twitter.